B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Rock Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
and getting me
to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
stuff. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Hola.
He's just like his dad. Has to be different. My 6-year-old, soon to be 7-year-old son Dean is in the studio today. No school, obviously, because of MLK Day.
How the heck did you get so big? How are you almost 7? I don't know either.
He's like, it's a simple concept.
I know.
Year passes.
I've been alive for 7 years.
Dad, is she being serious?
Yes, I'm being serious. I can't believe it.
Hi, buddy.
Today is Martin Luther King Day. And I asked Dean on his way in today, on our way in, if he knew what Martin Luther King Day was, and he gave an interesting answer. We'll share that with you guys coming up here in just a minute, because it's interesting to hear what a 6-year-old knows about MLK Day.
I hope the public education system hasn't failed us.
No, it hasn't. It was actually a really good answer.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. How about a Monday morning song to get us going? So Mike Posner. But not the regular Mike Posner you used to. We're digging deep.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Mike Posner walked across the country, got bit by a rattlesnake in Colorado, right, Loren? Wasn't it Colorado?
I believe so.
And then producer Nicole, you just told us off the air before he went on. What's he doing now?
He's learning how to climb mountains. Like, I know it's called something, and I can't think of it right now, but the top, like, Everest-type mountains, but not Everest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called mountain climbing.
Yeah, but it's called something
else.
Yeah,
it begins with an S. Whatever
he's doing, he's got, like, specific shoes. He's got, like, specific things.
It's too much. Just go to, like, Dick's Sporting Goods and climb those walls or something.
How about your weekend in 30 seconds? I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
So Dean and I live in Waxhaw. My son's here this morning. And Dean, tell everyone what Mr. Dave found in his backyard yesterday.
A coyote.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll post up pictures at the MRL show this morning, but it is a big coyote. And it wasn't like early in the morning. It was like 9 a.m. And it was, like, right behind his fence line. There's, like, a little strip of woods between his house and the neighbor behind him.
Yeah.
And it was hiding back in there.
We used to have a coyote in our old neighborhood. And I was always, like, concerned about letting Woofer out at night because of it. But he was, like, this little scrawny thing.
Yeah, they feast on, like, small
little
animals.
Dogs like Woofer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Quite honestly, well, from what we read, they'll go after any dog. They find another dog. Like an enemy of its territory, regardless of size, actually.
Yeah, there's a viral video right now where there's like 5 coyotes attacking a cat, and the cat is like holding its own and fighting off
really?
All of these coyotes. Yeah.
Nice. That's a cartoon, Loren.
It's a real video.
Cat versus coyote.
Yep.
Look it up on YouTube, Dean.
All right, Loren, what's your weekend in 30 seconds?
So we had a pretty big weekend. We got the results for Au Pair of the Year. Elena came in second.
Oh,
I know.
That's so annoying.
By like 400 votes, too. Like, she was so close.
Wow, that means the person gained some speed, too.
Yeah. Okay. But the good news is that the top 3 still goes to the international like version. So this was like a preliminary, then it goes to an international thing. And I don't think there's any voting for the international pair, which is really nice.
Okay, I was about to say, because I don't know if you're going to beat the international.
Oh, we're tapped out, yeah. But it was also Elena's 1-year anniversary with us. So Dallas and I took her to dinner on Saturday night. And her friend came over and watched Cash. And this was the first time anybody that like... other than Elena or like our old nanny has watched,
or
you know,
a family
cast.
Member.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
Good. I mean, he was up until like 10 o'clock at night, but it was good.
Yeah.
And then we went to see the dinosaurs yesterday at the Dino Adventure, and Cash absolutely loved it. Like, I was so leery. I was like, do I try to do this? Do I try not to, you know, because you just never know. Mm-hmm. He's so young still that I didn't know if he'd be into it, and he loved every minute.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. So, my weekend, it was kind of, it was dreary Saturday.
Yeah.
You know? And I had plans to go out with some friends. And then it was too cold, raining, and then that kind of got canceled.
Now here we go again.
It's cold this morning.
Hang on.
I get it, Roy.
Basically,
in my defense,
Roy was saying it was too cold and rainy for friends.
I almost called out today. It was so cold.
Oh my God. In my defense, they canceled going out dancing. Their plan, they canceled plans.
Okay.
And then they're like, let's just stay in and do game night. And I'm like, I would rather just stay home and not leave my house.
I love game night.
And so instead, we opened up some bottles of wine, and I did a Q&A, which I've never done one
I
before.
Know.
It was nice.
I saw that.
Proud of you.
We got to play some of the audio of Roy's Insta Q&A.
I had some very inappropriate questions, too, with Sterling sitting right beside me.
Yeah.
That he saw.
He didn't get on camera at all. He didn't want to get
for
on.
For a minute. Yeah.
It was like a flash. Because
I asked him how come we're not engaged or something like that. And then I put the camera on him.
But was that a two bottle of wine Q&A?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And someone asked if we were in an open relationship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, did you answer that one?
No, I didn't answer that one. There's some guy that kept like flirting, like very flirty with me on Q&A.
That's funny. All right, we got a ton to do today. It is Martin Luther King Day. Obviously, we take today and work because we like to spread the word of what a great man Martin Luther King was, obviously. And if you guys are interested, I'd like to have Dean tell us what a six-year-old knows, a first grader knows about Martin Luther King.
I'd be very interested in this.
Let's do that.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
MLK Day is today, obviously. Martin Luther King Day. It's a day that we honor Martin Luther King. It's the third Monday in January every year. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis. And when I lived in Memphis, it's one of the first things I did was went to the hotel to see, and it's kind of like a time capsule.
They kind of kept it all the way it was?
Kept it all the way it was, you know? So I asked Dean, my six-year-old son who's here this morning. Hi, Dean.
Hello.
I asked Dean, you know, what did he know about Martin Luther King, and what did you learn in school?
That.
There's no wrong answer, bud. Just tell Roy and Loren what you...
Yeah, what did the teachers teach you about this day?
That... No. One day.
Kids always kill you. I was watching...
Dad, what the heck?
Let him talk. You know, here's the thing. Your dad can't let there be silence. So right. If you need a minute to think, he's going to jump in.
I was
in.
At Monster Jam, and the announcer was walking around the arena, and he'd go to every kid, and every kid, he'd put the microphone in front of the kid. He'd be like, what's your favorite monster truck? You like Gravedigger? All right, buddy. Here's a Gravedigger gift set for you. Then the minute the microphone away, the kid's like, I love the Gravedigger gift set. Thank you so much.
Well, it's scary when you're in front of a microphone. But did the teachers ever say anything about Martin Luther King Jr.? Or what this holiday means? Why you're not at school today?
We did something.
What's the story you learned?
One day, a little girl... And a little boy playing, and then their mom and dad don't want them playing with each other because of black and white. And it doesn't matter if you're black or white. You're all the same.
And that's what you're learning in school, right?
Yeah, so they had to be separated into separate schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then Martin Luther King changed everything.
That's okay. That's pretty good that they're teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. It's a really good story to get through to the kids, too. Like, hey, here's a little boy, here's a little girl, they're friends.
Yeah.
And then hit them with the facts when they get older.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And okay. Dr. Martin Luther King was in Memphis to help the sanitation workers there were striking to try and get better. The African Americans, Dean, were trying to get better wages, and Martin Luther King went down there to help them. And that's where, unfortunately, his life ended there in Memphis.
Youngest guy to get Nobel Peace Prize.
Such a great speaker.
Yeah.
Such a great speaker.
Guy had no fear going into the South, man. He was arrested, I think, I can't remember, but it was like 30 times. Mm-hmm. Like he'd go speak at any rally and get arrested.
Yep. So, anyway, today, obviously, we honor and the NBA, I know, has a full schedule. The Hornets play today at 5 o'clock. So there's like day games that go on and all
That's
that
cool.
stuff. So, yeah. Yep.
So,
all right. Good job, Dean. Thank you. Hey, speaking of Dean, we're going to talk about what kids are getting for their allowance money and what they spend it on. Did you guys have allowances growing up?
No.
I think we did.
Nicole, did you have an allowance growing up?
Having children
yeah, I think
is like...
So.
No.
Free labor.
Let me tell you something. As a kid, like, I was always told that the other students, the other friends of mine that had an allowance were the rich kids.
Yeah. We're trying to set something up for Dean, but it always falls through.
I think we got like a couple bucks, but like our parents really worked with us. Like, we were always doing chores.
I know, man. Parents were like,
you needed a Martin Luther King type to come and
advocate on your behalf.
Parents.
My parents were like, are you living and you have shelter?
Yeah.
You're going to do these things.
Okay. I need a reunion.
How much kids are getting for allowance and what they're spending it on. It's a new survey that's out that's pretty interesting. Less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy's in here laughing because my 6-year-old son Dean's here with me this morning.
Man, he's funny.
And he's keeping you in check.
Yeah.
He brought it to my attention, the unhealthy things I was eating for breakfast. And then I love that he's telling us about all the games he's playing. And I don't know, man. Your son's off.
I'm funny. Well, speaking of Dean, are you going to be giving him an allowance for chores he does around the house, Manny?
We've talked about that, haven't we, Dean?
Dean said yes immediately.
Good.
We found this list, and it's a list of the things that kids are getting for allowance, like how much they're getting for certain items, and then what they're saving for and buying with that money.
Okay, how much are kids getting for allowance?
So for mowing the lawn, how much would you give your kid to mow the lawn? I mean, obviously Dean's not there yet.
$5.
$7.53. Mm. These are the averages. Washing the car, $5.56.
Jeez.
Gardening, like pulling weeds and stuff like that, $3.42.
Really?
Roy, you think these are low?
I think they're high.
They're high.
I thought you get like $5 a week or something.
Oh, we got like $2 for the whole week.
Yeah, right?
And you took what you got.
Yeah. I mean, there was no negotiation. There was no union.
No. My dad's like, you think I get paid to pick up around here? Nope.
Yeah, right? I will say this, though. I didn't ever have to do like outside chores. Like, I might go pull weeds with my dad, but like the hustle was inside.
Geez, let me tell you, my outside... You would have thought that we had to have the Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens every Saturday. It was all day doing yard work, man.
Looking after the pets is on this list, and we didn't get paid for that. Like, those are your pets. You needed to take care of them.
We talked about doing a chore chart for Dean, my wife and I, but then it's like, you know, what do we want to, because at his age, he's 6, like whatever he does, I'm going to have to come back through, or Amanda's going to have to come back through and do it to our liking.
100%. But at least it's not his fault. Yeah, at least you're teaching him responsibility and the value of money, like work ethic versus not doing anything.
Yeah.
So here's some of the things that these kids are buying with their money. They're buying Lego sets, phones.
Ooh.
They must be really getting some money for that.
Whoa.
Nintendo Switch. Pokemon.
Oh, Dean, this is all stuff that's right up your alley, isn't it, bud?
Roblox, which I didn't know what that was. Dean had to explain it to me earlier.
What'd you tell Loren that Roblox was?
Video game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get Robux, which is not Roblox, it's Robux.
Yeah, the money.
Different thing, but it sounds like
that. Okay.
It's where you could buy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool.
And like on every single game, you have to use Robux to get something, and that's annoying. My dad and my mom will never give me Robux.
Is he saying Robux?
Robux, yeah. The money for Roblox,
right?
Yeah.
And evidently, you guys are too cheap to give them any.
If you're wondering what your kids are spending their allowance on, there you go.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Maybe Lorraine and Roy will give you some money for give you some Robux.
On Roblox? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they like there's killing and stuff on that game, isn't there?
I don't know. Yeah. It looks cartoonish every time I see cartoonish.
You guys know how I feel about video games.
I know. I feel so bad for your sons, by the way. What? What'd you say, bud?
I spent my Roblox getting snipers and swords.
Oh my gosh, okay. snipers and swords. I didn't realize
it was. It looks like a bunch of cartoons to me whenever I watch, whenever I see.
You're not helping my son's cause over here.
I know. Lorraine hates video games. She's going to have two boys, and that's all they're going to want to do is play video games.
Yeah, no, they're going to get a ball and they're going to go outside. No, that's what they're going to do.
What they're going to do is hang out with Uncle Roy, and I'm going to sneak them video games.
Mm-hmm. to Dean's defense, he and his friend Sam from across the street, they were outside yesterday.
We played, now it's too cold.
We play Roblox all the time.
Yeah, but they played Roblox outside.
Oh, jeez.
How do you play that outside?
They take their iPads out.
Oh, you can play it on Roblox? I figured out how to get Robux.
What?
I only got $1.
He's complaining how much Robux he gets.
Because...
You know what?
I didn't use my money. It was just a Robux for free.
Yeah. Well, dude, you're going to be a great negotiator one day.
Unless,
I like it. What?
Something like that is for free that you could just get.
You know what? I'm going to use your tactic to my boss. I'm going to be like, you know what, boss? I really wanted to go on vacation, but guess what? I couldn't afford it. You know why? Don't get paid well enough around here.
I think our boss already used it on you. He's like, hey, you want to do afternoons for free?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Things that were popular 10 years ago, but they're dead now.
Yeah, it's according to BuzzFeed. Like, one of them is calling or texting to make sure that your favorite gets through to American Idol. I guess now...
You just do it online, probably.
Yeah, or you just text. Like, you don't actually have to call.
Yeah.
Cars used to have CD players in them. I know my car does, and it's a 2019. I don't have a CD player.
Mine's 2013, so just 3 years after the decade, and it has one in. You know.
Do you have one of these precious CD cases, the big binder, that would sit on the floor of your car?
No, man. I had that thing on the visor. I'd shove my mix CDs in because I used to go to the radio station and burn a bunch of songs on.
Oh, yeah.
It's that thing that you'd leave at your boyfriend's house when you knew you were going to break up so that you could keep going back to get it.
This says on like the back of magazines, you could actually call a number to get ringtones.
Yeah. Like, remember it was ringback tones?
Yeah. Yep, a ringback tone. You actually had monthly subscriptions 10 years ago to magazines?
Yeah. I still like monthly. I like a hard, like, in-person magazine.
By the way, I used to play that.
Did you?
And I don't know many people that do.
Habbo Hotel? What was it?
Yeah, so it's called Habbo. And I used to play that as a kid. That was like 2006, though, 2005.
Okay. Yeah, this says from BuzzFeed's thing that you did 10 years ago that you don't do now. Being asked ASL by randoms every time you logged on to Habbo Hotel.
It's pretty much a virtual hotel, and you just hang out with people. There's a chat room with little characters. I'm most surprised I was on there.
10 years ago, you used to take your digital camera everywhere.
Yeah, man. This has to be, by the way, before 2010, though. Some of these are kind of old.
Choosing the perfect combination of songs to put on your latest mix CD.
Yeah.
I love doing that. I would love when guys would make me mix CDs, too.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because it says, like, number 10 from BuzzFeed's list of things that you did in 2010 that aren't cool now. Putting emotional lyrics as your away message on your AIM.
That's so 2005, man.
And then same with this, downloading songs off of LimeWire or Kazaa. Now, LimeWire and Kazaa did outlive Napster.
Did it really?
Yeah. By a couple years.
I used LimeWire all the time when I was young. Yeah.
The selection wasn't as good as Napster, but... And by the way, for those people that have no idea, that's a way that we used to steal songs without buying them.
Yeah.
Full albums.
And, like, computer programs and stuff. Like, you could pretty much... Anything you could download, you could find on there.
Yeah. You're right. This is kind of sad, Roy. You said it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's like the DVD and Blockbuster go hand in hand. You know, you'd go to Blockbuster, shop, get your DVDs, and then you come home and play them in your DVD player.
My dad still goes to the Redbox and does the DVDs, I'm like, just buy it on, just buy it. I'll show you how to do it digitally.
I think it's cheaper at Redbox, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like $1.99 for like 2 days.
Yeah, but you also don't have to get up and go there, and you don't have to return it, and then you forget, and now it's $20 instead of the $2.
I don't know if they have. I don't know how that works. I don't know if they have late fees there, but they.
They have to. Why would anybody return anything then?
I don't know. I don't know. They changed their model, though.
Hmm.
But my dad has this thing where he still lives in this one spot where they don't get internet. So it's like the one spot, like the cable company won't come out to him.
Okay.
And so he like literally has to do the DVD thing. And I'm like, you're screwed when that goes away. Like when Redbox goes away, you're screwed. You're never going to have a movie.
I don't know. I watch the Smithsonian Channel sometimes, and they have that commercial for people that don't live anywhere near internet. It's like
the satellite
internet.
That's what he has. It's so slow.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Funny.
Literally, my boss called me when I was at his house, and I sounded like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, where are you? I'm like, just in Virginia. Like,
still to come.
I'm not, like, on the moon, I promise.
No civilization.
I'm not in Thailand.
I'm totally kidding.
Buddy, you went out this weekend. You were Mr. Social.
I did. I did try to be Mr. Social and Mr. Social Media. But when I was out this weekend, I was talking with a friend, and I found out. And I was really shocked by something they've never done. Something that I think everyone has. And we'll discuss this in 5 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So this is just a place that I think everyone's gone to. You've certainly heard about it. So I think that since you've at least heard about it, you would have at least attempted to try. But you can imagine my shock over the weekend when I was talking to a friend. And I told her about how Outback listens to our show because I was kind of giving them crap for not helping out about the Australian wildfires. Well, now they are.
Yeah, I think you came up with our whole like campaign slogan. It was a layup.
I did. And listen, that's fine. I like it when companies are big fans of the show and they, you know, they listen. But
yeah, I do know the Lowe's CEO listens.
Yeah, well, you never know. Maybe the Outback CEO is listening because I gave him the whole idea that he needs to step up. Well, they finally did. And so my friend Rebecca, she goes, oh, I've never been. Is it good? I'm like, is it good?
I'm like, what? You've never been to Outback?
Is it good? The Bloomin', you've never had a Bloomin' Onion in your life?
Oh my gosh, it is delicious.
What?
The Outback Special?
What? Yes, it's good.
They're fries.
And then so I come in here this morning and I found out that our producer Nicole's never been to Outback.
Are you serious? Did they not have one in Raleigh?
No, we definitely have them, and I just never, I don't know, like I love Chili's, I love Applebee's. I just don't think I've been to an Outback. I don't know.
Dean, my 6-year-old son is here. He's been to Outback. Yeah, loves it. Loves the bread. Can't get enough.
In fact, you know, like in my hometown of Roanoke, Virginia, there was a few chain restaurants that was like the high end. That was like, you're eating good if you're going to Olive Garden or Outback.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was a fancy dinner.
That was a coveted date night.
Yeah.
You know, Did you guys make your reservations to get into Macaroni Grill yet?
You know, we didn't even have that macaroni.
But what, Dean? Duckworth's? Yeah, Duckworth's is a good place.
Yeah, that is.
And just yell out your favorite restaurants. But here, actually, Dean brings up a good point. Duckworth's isn't like a nationwide chain.
No.
So, like, even like we love Del Taco, and there used to be one in Rock Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, Del Taco is a California restaurant.
Yeah.
So I can see if you've never been to the fast food Del Taco before. But to never go to Outback, well, we're going to do a class trip, I guess.
We have to. And I think what's happening is a lot of people, there's this weird thing about chain restaurants and they don't want to go to them because they think they're bad or something. Meanwhile, Chili's has got 3 for $10 and I'm all in, okay? Like, I don't care about a stigma as far as chains. I'm got my attention.
Hey, Chili's used to be the jam every Wednesday night. Chips, salsa, and Presidente margaritas.
Yeah, they used to do 2 for $1s. At Chili's.
Yep.
Hey, where have you never been? Is there a restaurant that you've never been to and we would be surprised? 704-570-9595. Join Roy's friend. Like, is there someone out there who's never been to Red Lobster before?
No, you're missing out on the best biscuits of your life, buddy.
You know what, like, I also found annoying? The health nuts. It's like, I've never been to a McDonald's. I'm like, what?
There's no way we'll find somebody who's never been to a McDonald's. I mean, even just to pull into the drive-thru to get a biscuit, you know, in the morning or something, an Egg McMuffin.
I had never been to a Burger King until I was in high school.
Oh, you're weird. I mean, they're everywhere. When they're everywhere, you have to go.
Don't we know the Red Lobster manager, and didn't she bring lobster in that one time for you to try?
Yeah.
Had you never been to a Red Lobster? Was that what it was?
No, I did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Been to Red Lobster, I just never ate lobster.
You Roy got chicken at the Red Lobster.
Tackle that one.
Who does that?
I don't know. You guys ever been to Jack in the Box?
Yeah, that's a good place.
Yes.
They're here.
Yeah. That's a cool place because it's like a normal fast food restaurant, but they'll have like egg rolls and tacos on the menu.
They got jalapeno poppers.
They're like, what?
What about Sonic?
That's a good place.
Sonic is
really good.
There's one on, what is it, is it not Nations Ford? Arrowwood?
Poplar or something?
Yeah, Arrowwood too.
Arrowwood, yeah. Right off the interstate.
We're getting some text messages. 828 said Popeyes.
Oh, could you guys call in? Because no one's calling in. 704-570-9595.
Red Lobster Olive Garden. Never been to Bojangles. How do you live in the South and you've never been to Bojangles?
Now, maybe they just moved here because there's no Bojangles up north.
Because Bojangles is God around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Is Bojangles better than Chick-fil-A?
Around here, yeah.
You're saying around here, but like...
Bojangles was founded here, I think. The headquarters is here.
Yeah, I think so.
The Lowe's headquarters is here, and I know people that only shop at Home Depot.
Really?
I hate that, but yeah.
Mm.
I'm big on local too, buddy. I'm with you.
Right.
I
don't know. I'm trying to think of... I think I've literally been to every chain.
Wendy's?
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to dip the fries in the Frosty.
You ever been to a Roy Rogers?
No, I've never been to a Roy
Arby's.
Rogers. Yo, big time.
That's my favorite fast food.
I actually just went to a new chain restaurant. It's a new barbecue place over there near Carowinds where they serve the barbecue food on the trash can lid.
Ooh.
It's a big chain, evidently, but I just went down to that and I loved it.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
Let's talk with Sherry in Charlotte.
Hey.
You've never been where?
I have never been to Applebee's. Never been to Olive Garden.
Whoa.
Outback once.
Did you just land here from another planet, Sherry?
I don't get out much.
You just cook at home?
I do. I mean, it's pretty bad when you go to Walmart to get a life and they give you a rain check.
Sherry, that's funny. That's bad, though. Have you ever been to Outback?
No, sir.
Mm.
How?
McDonald's?
Yes, about 10 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, I haven't even been there since they had the pink chicken nuggets. I'm like, I'm good.
They had pink chicken nuggets?
Well, they were talking about the stuff on the news and that the chicken wasn't actually real and it was something. So I kind of quit then.
So you haven't been to a McDonald's in 10 years is what you're saying?
In 10 years, correct.
So what are you going to do for lunch today?
Probably Circle G on Roswell Ferry.
Do what?
Circle G restaurant on Roswell Ferry Road.
What's a
circle? Is it a local place?
A local restaurant?
It is wonderful. It is local. Uh-huh. I work on Brookshire, so it's like 2 miles from where I work.
Is that pretty much all you eat is local?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's good for you. Yeah, like there's a place in Dilworth called Fran's Filling Station,
mm-hmm.
and Fran comes to your table, and I love that.
That's cool.
Love that.
That's right. Thanks, Sherry. That's why I like going up to Nelly's in Belmont. That's the Jonas Brothers restaurant. The dad owns it.
Yeah.
Kevin Sr. will come walk around. Grandma's husband plays in the band there.
I love that. By the way, we got a text that the barbecue chain I was telling you about where they serve the barbecue on the trash can lids. It's called Famous Dave's.
Oh, okay.
Famous Never Dairies. Been. I'll have to check it
Me
out.
Me neither.
Now, I do go down there for some Frugal McDougal, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I was down there. I went to Frugal McDougal.
We stopped
at
Frugal McDougal.
Barbecue, bud.
Best liquor store in the Carolinas, y'all. If you're new to the Carolinas, Frugal McDougal, right down by Carowinds.
Yeah.
All right, we got a senseless survey for you where Roy asked the most asinine questions. I mean, really, they are, right?
They are.
Yeah.
My thing is how many of those questions can I spill out before they hang up on me? Since the survey comes up in 5 minutes, don't go anywhere.
Grandfather used to say asinine.
I know.
Yeah, that's like such an old person's term.
Yeah, what were we going to say next? Blasphemy yeah. or whatever?
Here we go. Why would you park behind me when you know I'm getting out? That's just asinine.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Court.
Hi.
Court.
Hello?
Hi. Courtney, hi. Hey, it's me, Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know her, Roy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. We do the questionnaires, and we survey and get data on the American people.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, I just got to ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
And how many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think homework is illegal because it's unpaid overtime for children?
No.
Do you think that you're ever going to look back at this moment in your life and realize how embarrassing you are?
Wow.
At this moment? Maybe.
Somewhere, there's two best friends meeting for the first time. Do you think that could be us?
This is kind of weird. Who are you?
My name is Roy. You know me.
No, I don't think I do.
Do you think fast food restaurants should use the slogan, less weight, but more weight? Get it?
That's a throw off.
You were on a roll, buddy.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Listen, coming up in 30 minutes, debuting with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show is called The Gossip Box. Secrets will be revealed. Things will be said that cannot be unsaid. You have to listen to the new segment at 7:50.
Right now, though, we need someone to play Can't Beat Loren on MLK Day. Let's get into Can't Beat Loren. 5 pop culture questions, and maybe you're new to the show and don't know what it is.
704-570-9595. Loren has 40 wins. That's too much.
Let's
Call
go.
Now. Take her now.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
Kiss 95.1. Jamie, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Go ahead and kick her out of the studio for us, Jamie.
All right, Loren, get out.
Okay, going.
Loren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. The door is open, and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Jamie, one of the few like us working today on MLK Day. Here we go. Question one. Prince Harry broke his silence, and so did his wife's father. Who is his wife?
Meghan Markle.
The First Lady and former President Barack Obama shared her 2020 workout playlist. Who is that? Who is the former First Lady?
Michelle Obama.
And this Kardashian, known for helping with prison reform, debuted her trailer for her new documentary called Justice Project.
Kim Kardashian.
This iconic talk show powerhouse was just in Charlotte over the weekend with Amy Schumer and Julian Huff.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah, this iconic talk show powerhouse was just in Charlotte over the weekend with Amy Schumer and Julian Huff.
Oprah?
Question number five. The SAG Awards were last night. Brad Pitt again won, and he made a joke about this dating app while accepting his award.
Oh, God. I've been married for too long. I have no idea.
All right. No answer there. Well, you want to just guess? Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
Plenty of Fish? I don't know.
All right, come on in, Loren. We'll accept that answer.
Okay.
Okay. Jamie got four correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Prince Harry broke his silence, and so did his wife's father. Who is his wife?
Meghan Markle.
1-1.
And former First Lady of former President Barack Obama, she shared her 2020 workout playlist. Who was the former First Lady?
Michelle Obama.
Or who is the former?
2-2.
And this Kardashian, known for helping with prison reform, debuted her trailer for her new documentary called Justice Project.
Kim Kardashian. West.
3-3.
And this iconic talk show host, Powerhouse, was in Charlotte over the weekend with Amy Schumer and Julian Hough.
Oprah.
4-4.
Thank you. We have some clips we'll play of Oprah later.
Okay.
The SAG Awards were last night, and Brad Pitt again won an award for Best Supporting Actor and made a joke about this dating app during his speech.
Tinder?
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Jamie said plenty of fish. Final score 5-4. The menu at 41 wins.
He said he was going to put the statue, it was the SAG Awards, and he was going to put the SAG Awards statue on his Tinder profile picture.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Brad Pitt does not need a dating app. He just needs to call me. All right, Jamie.
You're married.
It's okay. Dallas won't mind. Jamie, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
Yep, I'm Jamie, and I can't be Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Jamie.
Thanks, bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
You know, it's a new year with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That means some new segments. We want to try something new. It's called The Gossip Box. And I think out of all the segments we do, this is something that could just tear us apart.
So we're going to explain at 7:50 how it works and what we're doing. And then just after 8, we'll open it up and pull out something from the Gossip Box.
Okay, you're going to want to hear this. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I think it's fair to say that we should alert everyone that we are not doing a cash code today. It'll be back tomorrow since it's the holiday.
Right.
That's very true.
Nobody in our corporate office is there to text you back if you win. They're off today.
But we're debuting something new today.
Hey, producer Nicole, come in for this segment. I think this is a good roundup of everyone should be in here.
And, you know, if it's...
Her least favorite words are, hey, producer Nicole, come in here.
I know. I feel like maybe we should have recorded, like, video recorded this segment just in case it goes sideways and somebody, you know, goes off.
So it's called the Gossip Box. And pretty much imagine it a way to anonymously tattletale on people. That's essentially what it is.
We have Sounds mature.
Yeah. It's a red box that we can occasionally put in anonymous notes.
Not just any red box. What box is it?
The Peloton box.
Oh, guys. You guys are so silly.
Lauren's in a pyramid scheme where she's trying to sell Pelotons.
I am not. It's like an accessory box. It's not a huge box.
Roy's right, though. It's a gossip box is what it is. And a lot of times we bring stuff that we talk that like happens here on the radio show. We'll bring it to the radio show, like stuff that happens behind the scenes. But a lot of times, like, we just miss the opportunity. You just forget.
Or, let's be real, sometimes we want to talk about things, but we're too afraid to bring it up because we don't want, like, to be...
That person to get mad at you?
Yeah. And so this is a way to anonymously say things that are on our mind about other people, about things that we've heard or witnessed. And it could be hearsay, could be true, could not be true. I mean, that's the thing about gossip. Sometimes things start out as a lie, but I think it's important that even if there are lies being spread, we address it on the radio and we get to the bottom of it.
All right, who here has added something to the gossip box?
I have.
I did.
Loren, have you added anything? Mm-hmm. Okay, something's not adding up because I just peeked in there and there's like five papers in there. So see, there's already lies in the room.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so, are you accusing me of lying?
Yeah.
So wait, you and Loren and Nicole, you guys don't think you have anything to put in there, or you just...
No.
Your weight?
I don't have anything.
Nothing?
Nah, there's something wrong because you see how there's a lot of notes in that box,
isn't
there?
Yeah, there's five things.
So someone's lying.
I already... Wait, but... did you put anything in?
She says no. Who knows? Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll be able to know who it is by the handwriting.
Well.
Oh, some of them are typed.
Okay.
Well, there's only two people in here with access to a computer.
So that's a fair point. Do we want to do it where the gossip box, the person who wrote the gossip has to step forward?
No,
or like they can step forward if they want?
If they want to.
Okay.
But I think everything needs to be anonymous with no one's name. We just pick something out of the box. We talk about it.
This is going to tear us apart.
Let's read one of them.
But some of them are ridiculous, though.
How am I going to know who to be mad at?
That's the beauty of this, Lorraine. No one's going to know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. A happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
It is so far.
So far, you're right, because we're debuting a new segment. It's called The Gossip Box, which is an anonymous way for each of us to tattle-telling each other about things that we have heard through the grapevine.
Or seen.
Yeah.
So,
I know, I'll tell you straight up, I put one in there of something I saw Roy doing.
Okay. There's five anonymous tips in the box. And
the box has only been out for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two of us said we didn't put anything in it. Now somebody's lying.
Someone's lying somewhere.
Okay. All right.
Let's go ahead and do one just so people can see how it works. Nicole is shaking up the box. Hands going in.
Tell me when.
When.
Okay.
All right. Maney purposely spreads false rumors to hopefully be corrected with the truth from people who he believes would know.
Oh.
That's so true.
Gosh.
That's so true.
I don't even understand it.
Well, here's the thing.
You spread fake news.
Yeah, you're a pot stirrer. But I think what this person is saying, that you spread wrong news to have somebody correct you so that you find out the right news.
Oh, entrapment?
Yeah, yes. It's a backwards way of finding things out.
Which is so sneaky.
Okay. So I'll say something like, hey, I heard our offices are moving to someone who might know. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and then they try to get that person to confirm the details.
Or you'll say, like, I mean, we now know that it's not happening anytime soon, but you'll say, hey, I heard we're buying a building over on Clanton Street, and we're moving next month.
Yeah.
So that person will say,
no,
that's not true.
I'll do this move, too, where I won't even ask. I'll just say something like, hey, when we move studios.
Yeah, you do that all the time. You're really bad about spreading fake news. And you know what? Fine. I'll go ahead and admit it. I'm the one who wrote the note. Because when we were restructuring the Savvy, you told us like three people that were no longer with the company. And they're with the company. They still have jobs. They just have different roles.
Well, it's all hearsay.
I know, but you spread fake news to get to the truth, which I think is so fascinating.
You'll take that hearsay, twist it a little bit, and then get the right story out of somebody who knows.
Hey, I try.
It's such an interesting way to gossip. It really is.
All right, pull another one out of there.
Well, we're doing more than one.
Okay. Yeah, we got time.
All right, I so like maybe you admitted to the first one.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I admit to that.
All right, Maney, now you tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right.
There's another one about me. I'm throwing that box right in the garbage.
This is a long one, it looks
okay.
Like.
Okay. This one starts with Roy.
Oh, crap. It's retaliation for the one I just did.
Roy usually spends 2 to 3 minutes in front of the vending machine deciding on what to get.
That's so silly.
It ain't wrong, man.
And y'all thought this was going to tear us apart?
That's stupid. There's one in there that's going to upset someone I know.
All right, well, can I go to the next one?
Are we doing them all?
Why not?
I want Roy to answer.
Okay.
It says you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. But here's the thing. I guess the vending machine guy has forgotten us because we're running low in there. And so when I go get something, it's not what I want. So I have to sit there and stare at it until I find something that compels me to buy it.
Agreed, buddy.
Do you go to the vending machine with something in mind that you want? Or do you go there and you're just grocery shopping, you're going to pull whatever you see?
No, I have something in mind and then I go, it's not there. And then I'm like, well, I walked all the way here.
And there's new things like popping up in our vending machine all the time. So then you go, oh, well, do I want to try the new thing or do I want what I came here for?
Okay.
So that is 100% true. Nicole, pull out another. We still have time. It's only 8:07.
Okay.
Who would have thought that this bit would have taken longer?
All right, Roy, now you tell me when to stop.
Go ahead and stop.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Well, it's definitely got to be about you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Who's this one about?
I don't know.
This one's about me. Nicole told us she was going to work her job at Rover, but we discovered that day she was with someone else and it wasn't a dog. I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, she lied.
Was it during the day?
Yeah, you left here early one day.
Yeah, well, I have five walks a day, so...
See, here's the problem with the whole anonymous thing, is that the person who it's supposed to be about, like you, you ask questions, and the person who's anonymous has to answer the questions, Roy.
I'm not saying I wrote it, but I know about this.
Oh, okay.
Everyone in this room has talked about this incident. We all knew that day.
Well, I have daily walks, so if I was with someone, it wasn't at 11 a.m. when I left.
So, a lot of people don't know, but producer Nicole loves dogs so much that she works for a service called Rover. And you can book her to do lunchtime walks because she gets out of here just in time for lunch.
Well, not anymore. I'm booked.
Okay. But you can get out of our job by the time we're done here.
To go, yeah,
you can go
job.
Walk dogs.
It works perfectly for, like, the schedule.
So are you denying that you told us that you had to go do a walk and then you ended up doing something else instead?
If I got every Monday through Friday, every day I leave here, I have an 11. Sometimes I have an 11:30. And then after that, the earliest I can start a walk is 12 or 12:15. So if I, now sometimes usually after that, I have anywhere from 2 to 4 walks that take me up to like 2 or 3 o'clock. So sometimes those get canceled if like someone works from home or something like that. So I have a walk every single day after here, but sometimes I do, my ending time is different. So it could have been possible that one day when I started the show, I thought I had 4 walks and I ended up with 1 or 2.
Interesting.
But I've never like straight up been like, hey, I'm gonna leave here.
Lied.
Yeah.
Lied.
Okay. And then gone and like hung out with my friends. I don't have any friends to hang out with at lunchtime. Huh. Yeah.
Are we not buying this?
No, I'm just thinking, are we done with this? Because I kind of made it out unscathed.
You got 2 more minutes.
I can read fast.
Go ahead, reach in and pick out another one.
How many more is in there?
Seriously.
Here we go.
Oh, great.
Okay. Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Lauren, who has worked here for 5 years, didn't know where a saleswoman's cubicle was.
Okay, so let me defend myself now.
Don't you dare say she's new.
No, she's not new.
Okay, I was about to say.
I have been to her desk multiple times, but when everybody moved around, so I went to where I thought, because they're like aisles. I was in one aisle down. Like, I was one aisle away. I was in the right spot, just one aisle over.
Did you forget? I mean, you're pregnant. Do you have pregnancy brain?
Oh, I have pregnancy brain. Like, it's my job.
Now, why wouldn't you just, you know, because you're always down there hanging out with them. I would have thought you would have known because you're down there so much. But why wouldn't you have just asked another salesperson, well, hey, where's...
Because there was nobody down there at the time because I think they were all moving. So I was like, oh, maybe this person moved. So I came back to the studio and asked where her desk was.
I remember it differently.
Of course you do. And I'm sure you wrote this.
Yeah. Funny how that eye just came out.
I remember it, Nicole and Roy, as Loren was leaving for the first time to go see. And she said, hey, and I'll say her name because she's a rockin' salesperson,
okay.
Bernie.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, Bernie sits in the middle, right?
Yeah, she does.
And I said, yeah, she sits in the middle. And then like 10 minutes later, she comes back and I thought the meeting was over.
It's because I haven't been walking around for 10 minutes trying to find somebody.
She was like, I don't know where she... I go, how'd it go? She goes, I can't find her.
I've worked with Bernie before, so I know where her desk is.
Okay.
I was just one aisle away.
All right.
Well, maybe if you go back there a little bit more, you'd...
See, I like this, the gossip box, because it is the little petty stuff that probably wouldn't come up on the radio unless we had the gossip box to drop things in. And now, by the way, the gossip box can be open to anybody who wants, like in the sales staff, anybody we work with, promotions, they could drop things in there.
And by the way, you, our listener friend, maybe you heard something about us. Text it to us. We'll
put
it in.
The anonymous tip line.
Yeah. Yeah. Text the studio your gossip box, man. We'll put it in.
Just hashtag gossip box so we can find it.
All right. So that's the gossip box. We need to make gossip box music. That was just a dry run.
And we have one more for next time.
Oh, good. And I'm sure it'll
load
up.
Another one?
There were 5 in there.
So many for our first one.
Oh. All right. The gossip box.
Still to come.
Hey, Amanda's friend met a guy on Tinder and went on a date, and the guy didn't show, and the excuse was ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you the excuse, and you guess whether you thought it was fake or not.
Okay.
I mean, I have my opinion. Amanda has hers. And we're going to talk about bad excuses to get out of a date coming up just around 8:20.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Your next chance to win $1,000 with the KISS Cash Code is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
My son Dean isn't here today, and he's lifting up the blinds, and he's blinding Loren.
I feel like a vampire.
Loren can't see. You're blinding her. Look. I know you like having the blinds open. Dad does, too, but...
If you could just wait, like, 20 more minutes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm tweeting out at the MRL Show. You need to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the MRL Show. I'm tweeting out a picture because there's something really funny about this picture, Roy, that I have pulled up here.
Okay.
My wife's got a bunch of friends who are younger that she works with, and she always comes to me with stories because she knows I like to share them. I guess her one friend in Dallas that she works with at the Dallas office was supposed to go on a date with a guy, and the guy didn't show, and he gave a horrible excuse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He said that he was in a... Not car accident. He said he was in a serious car accident.
Oh, that's awful.
If that's a lie, you're a terrible person.
Yeah, right? And he said he was in a serious car accident, and he wasn't hurt, but the person in the other car was hurt. And so she's like, oh, my God. Like, is everything okay? And then he ghosted her. So...
Oh, which would even scare me more. I'm like, oh, he's dead.
Well, she was like, this is so weird because it was her second date with the guy that she met on Insta. And so she then goes to the police... website,
yeah,
where you can type in his name, nothing. So then she calls the police and she says, hey, was this person involved in a car accident?
Wow, she did a lot of backstory on this.
Well, she doesn't want to be burned by him, you know. This is called Dean, you gotta close the window, she's blind.
It's okay,
she's holding her hand over her head, she's pregnant.
thank you.
Okay. So she calls the police department and says, hey, was he involved in a car accident, this person? They said no. They have no report at this time, and there's no officers out. Now, it had been about an hour after the date, after he called, so she found out he was lying. So what she did was she went to her friend's house, and her friend took video of her calling the police on speaker, and so she sent it to him.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Did he ever respond, or he just continued to ghost?
Ghost.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
happened.
Yeah, and he's embarrassed now.
Yeah, so Amanda's like, there's no part of me that thinks that, you know, he was telling the truth.
No.
And she said one of her friends, one of the girl's other friends said, well, maybe he was, you know, injured in the car accident, but it's all a lie. So then what Amanda and I did was we looked up, like, bad excuses
mm-hmm.
when we were trying to kill time on Friday night. Bad excuses to get out of a date, and it just happened to be that this girl... I just tweeted this out at the MRL Show on Insta. It's at Sydney Whitson, Sydney with two Y's. She said, my coworker called in yet again and said she had a nail in her tire that caused her to have a flat. I need everyone to stop what they're doing and zoom in on the nail picture that she sent to my boss. Bad excuse. Look, it's a cartoon.
What?
It's a picture of a cartoon. She was supposed to be a picture of a nail in the tire.
Oh,
but if you look
funny.
Close enough, it's a cartoon.
What do you mean?
It's a drawing.
Yeah, it's a drawing. Look, see the fake that's a cartoon finger. It's a cartoon nail.
Oh.
So she sent the boss and said, this is my tire. I got a nail in my tire. And it's a cartoon that she must have taken off of Google or something. You see, Roy?
I bet she just Googled, like, nail in the tire and on her phone and didn't look closely enough at the photo and sent it to her boss.
Because if you see it. From here, far away, if you don't zoom in.
Yeah, it looks like a tire.
Yeah, and it's been retweeted 46,000 times, and it's got over 250,000 likes.
Hilarious.
But I thought that was really funny. What about you guys? Did anybody ever give you a bad excuse to, like, get out of doing something? 704-570-9595. Like, a really bad excuse.
Listen, I was going to call out this morning because it's so cold.
And that is a bad excuse.
You're going to call out because of the weather?
Yeah, but I was half joking when I said it, but somebody else in the building called out this morning because their car wouldn't start. And I was like, that's a cool move not to take an Uber to work and just worry about your car later. But I was like, this person was just like, well, my car gave up, so did I. I love it.
Weather people get into trouble for doing this a lot, where like they'll set up that the storm is really bad on their live shot.
Yeah.
And didn't that go viral where a weatherman had like somebody put a fan in front of him for the hurricane winds?
I think it was a puddle or something. He was like inside of a puddle inside some flood waters. And it wasn't as bad as they were making it out.
Yeah, yeah, the one guy, which, by the way, the Weather Channel still defended this meteorologist, but he acted like he could barely stand. I mean, he had the knees bent. He's trying to do everything he can to not fall over. And two people are walking normally behind him. And then the Weather Channel said, well, where he was standing was kind of...
gusty, you know. In a hurricane, there's strong gusts of wind.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, if you had a bad excuse, if someone used a bad excuse on you, you can also text us or DM us at the MRL show. You can text us.
You know, why are we even trying to do phone conversations today?
What? People are working.
They're not calling in. It's people are off.
It's all right. We'd love to hear from you. 704-570-9595. Roy, you got a special announcement to make. I love these.
I do. We want to say a happy birthday to someone. We got to say happy birthday to Skylar. Skylar, she's a junior at Carson High School in China Grove.
A Grover.
They said they're going to be in the car around 8:15 this morning because of no school today. So happy 17th birthday to Skylar. And, of course, as usual, we're late.
Go, Skylar.
They said 8:15.
It's your birthday. Well, in all fairness, we were in commercial around 8:15. Yeah. So, okay.
Happy birthday, Skylar. Thank you so much for listening.
My son Dean is here today. He's off, so he wanted to come to work. Specifically about one thing. He is dying to tell you guys his idea for the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
Okay.
We just talked about how we started a new thing called the Gossip Box that's available for anybody in the show to put in a little gossip note on someone. Dean's got an idea. And it includes Loren bringing a change of clothes.
Cool.
Okay. I'm all ears.
All right, Dean, you want to tell us about this? All right, we'll do it coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We got a text from someone that said, from an 854 area code, said, bad excuses. I told someone my horse died. Then a few days later, I posted a picture of me on the horse.
Oh, that was a throwback, you know.
At TBT?
Yeah.
I'd be too afraid to do, like, bad mojo.
Yeah, bad karma.
Bad karma with death.
Right?
I don't want to will that into action. You know?
If you're going to lie about somebody dying, it's got to be somebody who's already dead.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. You can't have a grandma who died five times.
No.
Right. Now, we do have one of our newest producers on the show, Dean. Hey, bud. He's drinking as I'm talking
Hello.
To him.
Hello.
Good morning.
Now, this is Mainey's son, Dean.
And 6 years old, going to be 7 in April. I can't believe it.
First grader, right?
Yeah, he's a first grader.
And Dean, you said you have a bit idea that involves me and me having to bring an extra change of clothes to work.
Yes.
What is it?
My dad will slime you.
Oh, wait. Why do I have to get slimed?
It could be anyone else.
Can we draw straws? Yeah. Can I slime your dad?
Also, another suggestion.
Okay.
You make a box. You sign your name on a little piece of paper.
Okay.
And Nicole will pick from the box.
Dean, talk right into that mic, buddy, so we can hear you. You don't have to look at her. You can just talk. Go ahead.
All right, so we're signing a piece of paper. We're going to put it in a box.
I just want everybody to hear you. You got to talk into the mic.
And you pick from the box.
Okay.
And whoever gets picked has to be signed.
Oh, okay, I like that better. It's not just directed at me then. It could be anybody.
It was better, buddy, when it was just about the rim.
I know. I know. And that's how it was. Like, Dean, producer Nicole, I'm not even lying. She's in a different room. That's where she works out of. Dean would say to me, like, he's brought it up a couple times randomly while we're in the car. Dad, did you tell the show my idea? Dad, did you tell the show the slime idea that I have for Loren specifically?
I know. I want to know why I was specifically targeted.
Why do you think Loren's the best for the sliming? You think she's going to give the best reaction?
Yeah, he's nodding his head up and down. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, probably would.
Like, I was the best guy to run through a wall. I had more padding. I could literally tear down a wall.
Let me tell you something, Dean. Your dad made me spill lemon juice on a pair of leather pants once, and my reaction was real over the top.
It was very Myra from I don't want to say the name.
You know, Something's Creek.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think I would probably have the best reaction.
Any other ideas for the show?
Nope.
No, just that? Okay. You having fun this morning?
Yeah.
Why are you staring? Why are you staring at Loren?
I'm daydreaming, so I didn't move my head.
Oh.
No, daydreaming?
I don't think he's having a lot of fun here. Okay.
That's a good answer.
By the way, I told him the same thing I tell my brain on my way in every morning. Hey, dude, guess what? At about 1 p.m. this morning, we'll be taking a nap.
Oh, that's fun. That's something to look forward to.
Right?
Nope.
No.
No, you don't want to take a nap.
Kids don't like naps. Not at that age.
No, he wants to play all day.
Yeah.
He likes when I nap. When Amanda's at work and if he's off, I'll nap and he'll just stay on the PlayStation or on the phone.
Really?
While napping. Yeah.
He won't...
You trust him to do that?
He doesn't sleep with me. No, I don't trust him. He just does it.
Oh, well, maybe you should stay awake.
Maybe now, I should be a better parent.
Yeah. Dean, did you want to come in today, or did you have to wake up so early and come in?
I wanted to.
You wanted to? Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Talkative?
I don't know.
I know. I was going to play the match game with you later, with you, Roy, Loren, and Nicole.
Yeah,
but I don't know if you're not really talking.
He's talking. You just keep interrupting him like you do to all of us, and you're throwing his sense off.
Am I interrupting you?
Yes.
See, earlier, like an hour ago, he was very talkative.
Mm-hmm.
So it just comes and goes. I get it, dude.
Yeah.
I get it. Mm. Sometimes you want to talk. Sometimes you're like, leave me alone.
You're picking up what you're throwing down, right? Roy's
picking
it up.
I get it.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to come back and do more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
He's awesome.
Roy mentioned earlier last week that he wants to go to the gym, but he's afraid of being judged for a certain reason.
Uh-huh.
And that reason was?
Because the gym's already busy with a bunch of other people who wants to go to the gym.
Right. And you were like the people that...
with empty resolutions.
Yeah. The people that are regulars at the gym judge the January gymmers.
So I'll let those fizzle out and then I'll slide in.
There's a new reason, according to a survey that we found in the New York Post. People are afraid to go to the gym, and it's mostly women that are afraid of this.
Mm.
We'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
A lot of people having a tough time getting into the gym for various reasons. I, earlier in the week, last week, was talking about how it can be a lot of anxiety just going. The peer pressure of people seeing you work out and all the resolutioners are there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't, it's tough.
You got a lot of positive feedback, though, from a lot of people.
I didn't expect that or even ask for it. It was really nice.
Yeah.
And I was halfway even really considering joining a gym, so now I feel like I have to.
You're letting everyone down.
I just made a comment that I think, you know, there's anxiety to it. Next thing you know, I have like 4 gym memberships.
Yeah, next thing you know, producer Nicole is putting on Instagram, give Roy your best wishes to get him to go.
So now
motivate him.
So now I'm going to go. But evidently a new study says that outfit options are big issues for a lot of people.
What you're wearing to the gym?
Yeah.
I'm... God.
2,000 people surveyed. 92% said they're more than likely to exercise if they had active wear that they really liked.
See, now,
such a high percentage.
It's just an excuse. Yeah. There's like all these companies now, like Fabletics, and there's like a ton of them out there.
Lululemon?
Yeah, Lululemon. They cater to, like, hey, we have really cute athleisure wear. But I can attest to the fact that I have really cute athleisure wear, and I still look homeless when I go to the gym.
Yeah, 69% admit that they worry if others will judge them for not dressing fashionable. And then 30% say that their activewear is a big reason why they stay home and not go to the gym. Well, a lot of big stats here.
See, and here's the thing.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, I mean, some of it is. Fabletics is like probably one of the lower ends where you pay like, I don't know, $40 a month or whatever it is, and you get like a top and a bottom. And then Lululemon is astronomically priced. But that's not the problem. That's just the excuse that we're giving. Like, honestly, it really is, because I've done it. I am a personal, like, I know me. I've used this as an excuse. And then I got really cute activewear, and now I don't have anything else to say, which is why I have, like, our little gym in our garage. But, like, even still today, there's so many apps. Like, if you wanted to work, if you really wanted to work out, you could do it from home.
I know. They're really pushing that with Peloton.
Yeah.
And, there's another one too.
Yeah, there is another
that's
one
pushing it with the. They have like a monitor on the workout machine.
Right.
It's not a bike.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you can do stretches. You can do yoga classes. You can do strength classes. You can do cardio classes, all from the comfort of your home. And guess what? If you don't have a treadmill, you can take your phone and go run outside and
that's
do the
nuts.
Cardio class.
That's
do
nuts.
What? Yeah.
Run outdoors? The police would think I'm gonna run from them or something.
I like what Lorraine just said. She says that 91% of you are lying.
And this,
yeah. I was part of the statistic.
All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Lorraine coming up after 9. We're gonna play the match game with Dean, Roy, Lorraine, and you. So we'll need someone to play coming up here in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. It's time for the match game.
Yeah, we had a contestant on the phone, but her connection was so bad, her phone dropped.
Oh, no.
So we need someone real quick to jump on the phone at 704-570-9595 to play the match game.
Where was she calling from?
I didn't even get that far.
It was so breaky-uppy, I know.
It was like...
You heard it, Roy?
It was so breaky-uppy.
So give us a phone call, 704-570-9595, if you want to play a match game. There is no prize on the line, just fun.
Right, exactly. We don't have any prizes, although we're planning on getting some sometime soon. We gave away Halsey tickets last week, but...
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
That's
now, Manny, tell us, while people call us at 704-570-9595, why don't you explain the game real quick?
So I'm going to ask a question, and the contestant will get to answer it. Now, as I ask the question, you, Loren, and my son Dean will write down your answer, and we'll see if we can match with the person who's on the phone, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, let's see if this works. Hello, this is the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Can you hear us?
Good morning, yes.
All right. Are you ready to play the match game?
I'm ready.
What's your name?
Alisa.
Alisa.
Yes.
Where are you calling us from, Alisa?
Oh, I'm calling from Hidden Height, North Carolina.
I don't even know where that is.
Nobody does.
Yeah. She said it's hidden.
Statesville. It's right out of Statesville.
Okay.
Oh, Statesville. Right. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So producer Nicole is here to help my son Dean, who's 6. And what I'm going to do is ask you a question. And Dean, Loren, and Roy are going to write down their answer. And then we're going to ask you for an answer. And we'll see if you can match. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
It's going to be hard. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Here we go, Alisa.
Okay.
Woody from Toy Story. Woody from Toy Story told Buzz Lightyear, "Hold still, you've got a blank on you." Mm-hmm. Don't answer yet, Alisa. Mm-hmm. Don't answer yet. Think in your head. Woody from Toy Story told Buzz Lightyear, "Hold still, you've got a blank on you." Dean whispered the answer to Nicole that you want to give. What was on Buzz Lightyear? Roy, Loren writing down.
Okay. I got mine.
Do you have an idea of what was on Buzz? All right, tell
Not
Nicole.
Not really, but I'm going to give it a guess.
Okay. Hold on one second, Alisa.
Okay.
All right. Alisa. Okay. You done, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay, Alisa, what is your answer? Woody from Toy Story told Buzz Lightyear, "Hold still, you've got a blank on you." What's the blank?
A laser.
A laser.
Oh, that would have been good.
Okay.
All right, let's see if we can match laser. What did Dean put?
Dean said red dot, but I had a feeling he meant laser.
Ooh, hey, I'll take that.
I
had
a feeling too on that.
We got a match. Loren.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a match there. Roy, what did you say?
Mine's stupid. Mine.
What did you say?
I said a dust ball.
A dust ball.
You said a what?
A dust ball.
Oh.
No answer there. All right, but you got 1 point, Alisa. We'll see if we can't get you to at least 2 points, all right? Question number two. When Mom walked into the playroom, she was surprised to find out her child made a blank out of Legos.
Blank out of Legos.
When Mom walked into the playroom, she was surprised to find out her child made a blank out of Legos. Dean, whisper your answer to Nicole. Roy's writing his answer. Loren's struggling.
I'm struggle busting this one.
Seems easy, right?
I'm on that bus, too.
Oh.
Okay, I got it.
All right. I like watching the back and forth between Nicole and Dean because Dean's whispering to Nicole and Nicole's not understanding and there's a whole conversation going on. All right, you got it, Nick?
I don't know what I got, but I got something
right
now.
All right, Alisa. It's the match game with Mani, Roy, and Loren. When mom walked into the playroom, she was surprised to find out her child made a blank out of Legos. What's the blank?
I don't know. A fort.
A fort. Not okay. A bad answer. A okay. Fort. That's all right. Good. Loren, what did you say?
I said a person.
A person. That's a good answer. Roy?
I wrote house.
I think house might count as fort,
fort,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think that counts.
Fort.
Yeah, fort, a house.
Shelter.
Good answer. Shelter.
All right, so you get a point there.
All right, what about you, Nicole? What did Dean say?
Well, I think this is turning into a game of telephone. I got like a police ski mobile. That's cool.
Well, that's because that's one of Dean's favorite things to make, and he's got one right now built out of Legos. Okay. It's a police car with skis on the front.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. All right, Alisa, congratulations. You got two right.
Thank you.
I wish we had a prize for you. We don't.
You know what? I just enjoyed it. We love morning. So, see, there we go.
There you go. Thanks for playing. We appreciate you listening this morning on MLK Day, okay?
Thank y'all. We enjoy your radio station.
All right.
Thank you.
There goes Alisa.
Love
you guys want
to. In Statesville, too. It's
let's
beautiful.
Do one more internally.
Okay.
And Nicole, you can play this one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Paperback out.
Roy was in the bathroom for an hour doing blank.
Oh, this is easy.
Roy was in the bathroom for an hour doing blank. I'll come up with an answer that I think.
Okay.
I got mine.
I'll see if I can match with you.
I bet if you know me, you probably are gonna match.
There's a definitive answer you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What? Mm.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
Nicole, Loren?
Yeah, I don't think Ben's okay. Right, though, because he's just said that.
Match game. Roy was in the bathroom for an hour doing blank. I'm going to say his hair.
Okay.
Oh, that's awful.
All right. What do you say, Nicole? Roy was in the bathroom for an hour doing what?
Social media.
You know what's funny? I wrote down trying to figure out Instagram.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've asked questions because I'm trying to be better at social media and post onto my Instagram page. I wrote watching TikTok videos.
You were all doing the social media.
Yeah, I'm all in on social media, man. I've been trying so hard. If you look at my Instagram page, you're going to be like, oh, he's trying. A poor thing.
Well, that's all the time we have for the match game, everybody.
All right. It's 9:15. We got to go to break.
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Kiss 95.1.
We got drama. It's the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Martin Luther King Day, so a lot of people are off. Maybe you're just getting out, getting in your car, different schedule. It's like summertime when you're off for like a week and you used to listen to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show when you're going into work at 6 a.m., but today, the first time you turn us on is at 9. Wow, Oprah was in town.
I know, and man, she was in. I didn't realize that she was in town for multiple days. I thought it was like she was in and then she was out.
She was in on Friday and went to this really cool wellness clinic that a pharmacist does here in, I want to say East Charlotte.
Yeah.
But Oprah held her 2020 vision tour. She did Minneapolis so far, Florida, and then Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. It's for Weight Watchers. It's just about being a better well-being.
What I wouldn't pay to hear someone who might have gone to that show this weekend. Did you know anybody who went?
Not here in Charlotte. I knew people who went in Fort Lauderdale.
I wanted to go. I almost was going to buy tickets, but I couldn't. Well, one, I thought it was just a one-day thing. I didn't realize it was like a all-weekend thing. Maybe I would have rethought it, but it was like almost $100 for a ticket, and I couldn't justify that.
I think it was just a one-day thing. It was just Saturday.
I think it was one day.
Oh, I thought she was here Sunday, too. Maybe she just delayed all of her posts and posted them throughout the weekend.
I know she came in on Friday.
Yeah.
The event was Saturday from about 9 to 3.
Okay.
And then I think she left.
You know, I was thinking about her doing this Weight Watchers tour. It must be pretty tough because then when you're doing a Weight Watchers tour, you can't just go eat out or like pig out somewhere. You know what I mean? Because you got everyone knows who you are. So like when she was in Charlotte, we have like a lot of really, really good Southern food, comfort foods.
Yeah.
That she can't really probably try. Because then people would be like, oh, that's hypocritical.
No, but she can have it delivered to her dressing room.
That's true.
I love Weight Watchers.
Ooh, this mac and cheese with barbecue.
9 points. No big deal. Send up fried chicken and mac and cheese from Max Speed Shop ASAP.
37 points? No big deal.
Here's a little bit of her on stage at the Spectrum Center with Julian Hough. From what is she best known for?
I guess Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me what you just said about.
Wait, sorry, that's not the one.
All right.
This was someone who worked at the airport, took video of an airport employee.
Tell me what you just said about everyone that has just come in to check in.
I said, how was Oprah? And you ladies said, how did you know we were just at Oprah? I said, because for the last 2.5 hours, every person that has walked up to this counter with this smile has said to us, we just came from Oprah. Uplifting, we're motivated, we're empowered.
Oh, so people flew to Charlotte just for this?
I guess.
If Oprah doesn't come to your city, this is, you know, this might be the closest.
It's hard to hear, but she's saying Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte. Yeah, we're not South Carolina.
It sounds like they flew into like Savannah or something.
Yeah, or like Gaffney, you know, where it's very proper, Southern proper. Well, let me pour myself a good old ice glass of sweet tea.
We're in Charlotte.
How are you feeling?
Okay, so Amy Schumer had an issue. And we find out what the issue is, and then we find out that her issue was solved all by Oprah's Insta while she was here in Charlotte at the Spectrum Center. So this is backstage meeting Amy Schumer.
How are you feeling?
I feel so much better. I can't even complain except I haven't pooped since Monday.
Okay.
We'll save that for the audience.
Okay.
We'll save that for the 15,000 people.
Okay. So Amy Schumer's got a problem, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
She
hasn't pooped since Monday.
Yeah.
This was on Saturday. Then Oprah, I guess, is leaving the Spectrum Center and gets news.
This is amazing. I just pooped on the plane. Hey, everybody, Amy just pooped on the plane. Yay!
Show's pretty powerful, man.
That's a little too much information.
Love it. Charlotte will just...
get it.
Slide right through you. Make you go.
She must have had the mac and cheese and some barbecue here in Charlotte. That's pretty cool. Oprah, you know I love her. It's the Mania Roy and Loren show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.